Deb Hutton is a former senior advisor to two premiers and is now a communications advisor and a frequent News Talk 1010 contributor, and she is very much today. She is sitting in for Reshmi Nair. Reshmi will be back on Monday. We've been talking about this for a couple of hours. Deb, are you ready to go? Ready to go to Entertainment Court every Friday. Film critic and the host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause joins us to rule on the pop culture stories taking center stage in the court of public opinion.
Order in the Entertainment Court. Let's get judging.
Court is now in session.
Richard Krause, what is our first case?
Do we have Richard Krause?
I am right here. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you.
We're messing with you. What's our first case?
Okay, there's lots to talk about today. So the first one is about a Mickey and Minnie themed wedding. Have you heard about this?
I have now.
Are everywhere. They love to have Minnie and Mickey at their weddings. In fact, this isn't new. This goes back a very long time. Here's a song that I found from the 1930s. Mike gets clip one.
It's a gala day, the day of the year. The sun will shine, the sky will be clear. The bells will ring, the people will cheer for the wedding of Mr. Mickey Mouse. There'll be ducks and drakes, a waddling goose, a chimpanzee, the zoo's turned loose, and Peg Leg Pete's declaring a truce for the wedding of Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Okay, that's 90 years old. Mickey Mouse was a popular topic of weddings and nuptials and that kind of thing back then. The story I'm going to tell you is about a couple who paid $2,700 to have Mickey and Minnie at their wedding. Now, this happens a lot. Google that online. You'll see it all over the place. Here's the thing, though. They spent all their money on Minnie and Mickey, and everyone showed up to the wedding. It's a long day, and there's no food. They're not allowed to have, or they couldn't have food because they couldn't afford it. They went for two mascots instead. So the question here is, what is the obligation towards guests at a wedding? Is it food, entertainment, both? And if you can't do both, which takes priority?
Oh, Richard, this one is so up my alley. It drives me nuts. And it's not even about the food versus entertainment. What drives me nuts is if you cannot afford to be respectful of your guests, then choose a different kind of wedding. I just had a friend who is having to take work off on a Thursday because the bride and groom want to have a big do, and it's so much cheaper if they have it on a Thursday. That is disrespectful. Spending $2,750 to have Minnie and Mickey, don't care. If you want to do it, go for it. But you feed your guests, for God's sake. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Scott.
Yeah, no, so Deb has now turned this into a potential half-hour segment later on in the show. Weddings on, I'd never heard of a wedding on a Thursday. I certainly know of them on Fridays. And I'm like, what, I got to take a day off work? I got X vacation days a year, and I got to take one now? I know I sound like a crotchety old man when I say it, but I feel it. Food. I am giving you money, or I have been on your registry, and I am going to give you a guess, a present that exceeds the amount of money you are spending on my meal. I promise you that I will do that. I'm not coming in to just be a lame duck. Feed me, please. It's a long day.
Yeah, apparently there was a food court nearby, but that's not good enough.
Here's my verdict. Don't make me leave to go get food.
Richard, that's like a cash bar.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is unacceptable.
That's a subject for another time. Yeah. Here's my verdict. Unless Mickey Mouse comes with a chicken or fish option, he is no substitute for a good meal at a wedding. Pay for people's food. That's my verdict.
All right. Judge Krause, what's our next story?
Okay, the next story is about the Tribeca Film Festival. There is a documentary there called Rudy, a docu-musical. And it's all about Rudy Giuliani, certainly one of the most newsworthy and, you know, people who have made the most news over the last 4 or 5 years. We've heard of him for decades, but in the last number of years, he's been front and center with all the shenanigans involving his work with the Donald Trump campaign and then later denying the election. So someone's made a docu-musical, and what that is it uses lots of archival footage, like most documentaries do. There are lots of talking heads in here, people that know Giuliani, people who've worked with them. There's some experts. But then every now and again, they throw in a Broadway style number about Rudy Giuliani to just, I guess, make it feel a little different, make it feel a little special. And my question to you is this a fair way to tell the story of Rudy Giuliani or any person in the public eye?
I think the notion of a docu-musical, unless it's about a musical group or a musician, is ridiculous. And the thing about it is I actually find Rudy Giuliani's career fascinating, like such a fall from grace, you know, such a powerful figure. Yep. I would watch a documentary. I would watch a biopic, whatever you want to call it, but a docu-musical, it just seems asinine to me.
Yeah, it seems really bizarre. Richard, you know, I am with Deb on this in that I would love to see from start to finish. Rudy's childhood is what I mean by start, because we know that his father was into some things, and I'd love to see and learn more about that. Take us through his life, what he did on the streets of New York City or for the streets of New York City in the early 1990s as Manhattan and its face really changed in the aftermath of the heavy drug use and the problems in Times Square in the 70s and 80s to the fall from grace with Donald Trump. I would be interested in that, but musical interludes for me, are they taking pot shots? Like, is this an attempted humor, or are these like serious songs, serious numbers by artists?
No, I haven't seen it yet. These are Broadway style numbers that sort of illustrate the points that are being made in the film. And my question to you before I give my verdict is, why do you both hate music so much? I think that Giuliani is fair game, as are all public figures. When you put yourself out there, you have to take the good with the bad. And I think that, you know, having a musical made about your life is hardly the worst thing that could happen to a person. That's my verdict.
All right, Judge Krause, what is your next story?
Okay, are you familiar with a reality show called Chrisley Knows Best? It's one of those like Osborne style shows, and Gene Simmons had ones for a little while. There are cameras all over the house. There's a bunch of precocious kids, some kind of outrageous parents. It's been on for years. Well, what's happened here is that the two parents have just been found guilty of conspiracy to defraud banks of more than $30 million in loans. And USA, the network that airs the show, is going to go ahead and air the second half of season 9, even though they've been found guilty of a terrible crime. So the question is, should this show air as planned, or should it be placed on the shelf because of the recent events in the court?
For me, I think it should be placed on the shelf. I, you know, you worry about these reality stars that part of what they've done is for greater play, greater stories. Mm. And I just think the notion that they could possibly be profiting from a crime is just wrong. And I think it's a mistake on the network's part if they continue to air the show.
Richard, because I don't really go down these sorts of paths with these shows very often, I have to ignorantly ask, is it popular? Like, is it well-watched?
9 seasons worth of a show, so absolutely, probably. It's well-watched. And there's been no announcement. They haven't canceled it yet. There might be a 10th season.
So my view on it would be, while I respect what Deb is saying and I hear it, is that there are clearly a lot of people who don't have anything better to do than to watch this show who would be hung up if they can't get that last half season into their veins. So I just say, forget about it. Play it. Give them their satisfaction.
I'm with you. I say air the shows, but with a disclaimer that reveals that this family isn't the wholesome family that they, and in quotation marks, play on television. And the reason for that, because if they don't, people might start to realize that reality television isn't actually real. That's my verdict.
Judge Krause, always a blast. We'll be talking to you next Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody.
Richard Krause, the host of Last Call with Richard Krause.